100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Let's try that again. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the ideas. And then you make stories and send them in, and I collect them all up and share them here. The topic for this week was a pick two: Godzilla, The Sweet Smell of Success, Proposal, Sentence, Trust, and Twist. And we got a lot of stories in, and I'd like to share them with you. So, here we go. Okay, where's the stop? Oh, there it is.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and this week I've done three of the words: Godzilla, Proposal, and Twist. It was 1967. The smell of evening in Paris hung heavy in the air. Brenda was twisting for all she was worth. A cherry bee waited for her back at her table. Bert had at last plucked up the courage to talk. I've got a proposal. Get you! We've only just met. He loved the ease with which she spoke. He wanted to marry her tomorrow. Do you fancy going for a drink? She thought he looked like the son of Godzilla. Can't. My mum wouldn't like it. He understood, and Brenda escaped to go drink her cherry bee. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my stories tonight, both of them, are What Could Possibly Go Wrong, 035 and 036. I'd explain what happened, but you probably wouldn't believe it. I can barely believe it. But I'm back, and here it is. Watch your head, said Bender, as he lowered the hatch on the Leviathan. Ford could feel the bulk of the ship swing to the north, but that didn't make any sense. The Thames was to the south. A flurry of voices arose from the command bridge just below them. Cutting through the crosstalk, a single order boomed out: engage the Chewie! The cry of a thousand knives scraping across stone echoed in Ford's bones. The Chewie was boring through the stone directly below St. Mark's. At the same time they moved forward, the Chewie was taking them down at a 6-degree angle. And the second story? Ernesto, where are we going? Asked Ford. To hell, cut in Red. Well, damn near close to it. Bender had placed himself to Red's side while she continued. I have a proposition. We get you to your destination, we get the pint glass. Let both our overlords swim in the sweet smell of success. Deal, said Cervantes. Don't I get a say in this? Stated Ford. Why, Ford, how unlike you, raised Bender. You really don't have a clue what this is all about, do you? Ford produced a shot glass from his vest. All went very quiet. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 836. It's a pick two challenge. Here's my story. Bilbert froze. Sabrina was in his bedroom, and he had been sleeping in his underwear. He tried to twist around beneath his sheet to turn over without exposing himself. Mom, really? You brought her into my bedroom? His mother laughed. Don't you trust me, son? I wouldn't let her attack you, if that's what you're afraid of. She said she has a proposal for you, and it will just take a second. Bilbert sighed. You don't know her, Mom. This proposal could be a life sentence. Sabrina giggled. Really, Bilbert? It's not like I'm asking you to marry me. Yet. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
If women knew what really goes into their perfumes, I'm sure they'd have second thoughts about putting them on their skin. Trust me, I know. I've been in the business for years, and perfumers aren't reluctant about seeking out the most exotic and disgusting bases for their scents. They'll use waste petroleum products, animal secretions, and nameless extractions from sources you really don't want to know. The perfumes I make are no exception. I won't say what's in them, but let's just say animals and people were harmed in their manufacture. But for me, they're the sweet smell of success.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story. He twisted the cord of the phone, the sweet smell of success, in a single sentence. Nothing felt better than to hear someone say, "I hate you." He grinned. Hate is such a gracious way of living. He hated everyone, and he was happy. No one bothered him. He bothered no one. And he was happy. The day he fell in the living room, a sharp pain on his chest. He wasn't alone. The dark, tall figure by the door grinned and said, "It's time." All he could mutter was, "I hate you." But this time, he was definitely not happy. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Tora Brazino here. And for this week's pick two, I've chosen the words Godzilla and trust. "I have found an interesting new race," said one. "If they burst out from their planet into the galaxy, they promise greatness or great destruction. It has been many rotations since their like was seen. Let us give them the Godzilla test," said two. "A superweapon where, if one uses it, they dominate the world. But if another retaliates, the world is destroyed. If they can develop the mathematics of trust, then in half a rotation we may greet them. If not, they eliminate themselves." On Earth, several nuclear physicists awoke from strange dreams, bearing the key to unweave matter.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my pick two story on the topics proposal and twist. It's called The Proposal. I wanted my marriage proposal to be memorable, something different and unusual, as well as being totally unexpected. I considered all the usual variations on the theme, the ring in the bottom of a wine glass, baked into a fortune cookie, or delivered to my sweetheart by a pure white dove. But none of them really appealed to me, and besides, they'd all been done before. In the end, I settled for simple and traditional, on one knee in a restaurant. There's an unexpected twist to this story, though. It was only then she told me she was already married. That's me done, so until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There was a mistake in the proposal. One sentence removed from a draft had made it back in. Instead of setting up a trust for his grandchildren, Files was giving everything to charity. At least that's what the grandchildren's lawyers claimed in court. The charity's attorneys disputed it. I hate those bastards, they read from a letter. Fuck 'em all. After years of litigation, there was no money left for either side to fight. The charity folded, and the grandkids had to get jobs. And the lawyers laughed. I hate those lawyer bastards, is what the old man had actually written.
One-hundred-word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topics that were the pick two that are up on the site at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I try to say that differently every time, but there's only so many ways you can say it, so you probably heard that about 100 times. Or 200. Or a billion. I don't know. Oh my god, I really drove the audio that time. And I'm not going to re-record this. So, you can find the next topic up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Here's a hint.
Thicket. Thicket. Say it with me. Thicket.
So, go ahead and send those stories on in. I will have some stories during the week. You can tell I've had a little bit too much sugar this morning. And, I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.